In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Are you the one who is to come? Or shall we look for another? Dear saints, I know that you have wondered at least once in your life, if not, you're wondering right now, what you're supposed to do in life. We always do. If there is one man, though, that has been on the face of this earth outside of our Lord Jesus, the God-man, if there was ever one man that knew exactly what he was supposed to do, it would be John the Baptist. He was to preach repentance, make straight the way of the Lord. He was to do it without apologies. He was to do it, and he did it much better than we do. We do it with fear. He did it without fear. He was to make straight the way of the Lord. When you preach repentance, you're preaching that you need a Savior from sin. And he was also to preach about that Savior, his Jesus, and your Jesus. Dear saints, if there was ever one man on the face of this earth outside of our Lord Jesus, the God-man, who knew what he was supposed to do, it would be John the Baptist. John, dear saints, knew what he was supposed to do. He was, though, beginning to wonder if Jesus knew what he was supposed to do. Are you the one who is to come? Or shall we look for another? Good questions, really. Important questions. Questions that I know we have. Questions especially that I know that we ask when we are suffering heartache, when we are suffering sickness, when we are suffering in this life. Are you, dear Jesus, my Savior? Are you my peace? Are you my restoration and the source of all of my joy? Or should I look for another? Now, there really is two different questions here. The first is, are you the one who is to come? And the answer to that, dear saints, is yes. Whether you believe it or not, your Jesus is Lord. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. Nothing changes that. Jesus is Lord. He will either be your Savior or he will be your judge. He is the one who broke into creation with its sickness and its brokenness and its sinness. He is Lord, whether you believe it or not. Blessed is the one who is not offended by him and his teachings. And thus the opposite would be true. Cursed be the one who is offended by him. That is truth. Now look here, if I were to eat chili dogs every single meal for 1 month straight, I would gain weight. My cholesterol would skyrocket and I would be unhappy with my body, with my decisions, with my health. That would be truth, whether I believe that chili dogs are damaging or not, whether I want chili dogs or not. The matter of the fact is, if I were to eat chili dogs every meal for once a month, that would be bad. That's truth. Blessed is the one who does not eat chili dogs for every meal for a month. And cursed is the one who does. Jesus is Lord. Blessed is the one who is not offended by him. And cursed is he who is. So that's the first question. Are you the one who is to come? Truth. Yes, he is. Should you look for another? Well, dear saints, today and always, What are you looking for? If you, dear saints, always have a strong faith in God, always have a strong faith in God, even in the midst of heartache, if you fear Him above everything else in this world, always, even amid persecution and the judgment of others, if you have no fears in your life, if you have no fears for your future and for your health and for your family, if your life is so full of peace that you can just barely stand it, and you wonder when you're going to wake up from this fantasy world that you're living in, if you have no anxiety about who you are, if you have no loneliness, if you have no concern about your death and the judgment that follows therein, if you are never weighed down by the pressures put upon you, by this season, and by your family, and by your job, and by your teachers, and by your congregation, and by your friends in need, then yes, dear saints, you should look for another. But if you are weak at times, and you are worried and anxious and guilty and know it, if you are tired, then know you shouldn't look for another. This is Jesus, your King. This is Jesus, your preacher. The one who comes to preach good news to us poor sinners. This is Jesus who comes with healing in his wings. This is Jesus, your peace. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. The most important phrase, I think, in that is the phrase, in the Lord. As Paul is not telling you to rejoice in yourself. He is not telling you to rejoice in this world. He's not telling you to rejoice in your family or in this culture or in your health or in your emotional state of being. Because that would simply be something we would laugh at. Rejoice in those things. There's plenty in this world that I can rejoice in my life. There really is. But to rejoice always in those things, that is simply foolish. But rejoice in the Lord. Yes. That I can do always. Are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another? Now, if Jesus then is our peace, and John knows this, he has stronger faith than I do and stronger faith than you do. If Jesus is our peace, then why, dear saints, why? And we know this. You wouldn't be here if you didn't know this. Why then are we tempted to look for another? Why does Jesus constantly have to point us back to his words and to his deeds and gather us here to proclaim such truths? Because John the Baptist points out for us one of the strangest paradoxes in Christianity. That God has broken in human history. He is reigning. The kingdom of God is reigning right here with power and glory right before your face. Your Jesus is present. He is here to proclaim that. The kingdom of God is here. And yet, there is still so much sin and so much heartache and so much loneliness in this world. The kingdom of God is here, but God will not fully overthrow all evil and suffering yet. You disciples are not promised luxurious and happy lives. Rather, you are promised suffering and persecution. Is he coming up to see me? Cute kid. The point is this. The kingdom of God is here, but there's still so much suffering in this world. And what we want to see with this kingdom of God right now is we want to see it with our eyes rather than take it by faith. You look around and you wonder, how in the world is the kingdom of God reigning right here? But God's kingdom, God's reign, they're saying, comes in the person of Jesus. Is there power in the reign of God and Jesus? Yes. But it is power for those who need forgiveness, who need strength in this life, and who recognize their total reliance upon God, that is, the poor in spirit. Is there glory in the reign of Jesus? Yes. But it's a glory that will be shown most importantly in what appears to be shame and defeat upon the cross. It is a glory that appears to be shame in suffering in this life. Should we look for another? Nowhere else here can the poor in body and soul find eternal help, which the world with all of its resources is unable to give. It is unable to give the peace that passes all understanding that you have in your Jesus. Should we look for another? No one else gives comfort to the sorrowing, to the distressed, to those who are guilty. Should you look for another, go and tell John what you have seen and what you have heard today, dear saints. You are to look no further. Your Jesus is here. His kingdom is here. And he loves you. And he forgives you. And that is your peace. Amen. Amen.